This is Ted Kennedy. Ineffective rules on workplace health and safety jeopardize thousands of workers every year. In a moment, Senator Al Simpson and I will face off. Al, every year in plants and offices across the country, workers are paying with their health for the right to earn a living. 10,000 workers lose their lives a year from occupational injuries. 60,000 more are permanently disabled. 6 million sustain job-related injuries. That's just accidents, Al. 100,000 Americans die each year from workplace illnesses. The federal agency dealing with these problems has 1,000 inspectors to monitor 4 million workplaces. That's mission impossible, Al. More and more states are adopting a new approach, requiring businesses to create joint management worker teams on health and safety. Businesses instinctively oppose the idea of cooperating with labor, but they quickly come around when the results mean lower costs and fewer worker injuries.
Business opposes cooperating with labor? Come on, Ted, you can't even bring yourself to sit at the same table with a thoughtful businessman or woman. But what's amazing is how you can take numbers from the Bureau of Labor Statistics on workplace deaths, manage to blow them up four times the actual size. Where did you get your numbers, Ted? Jimmy the Greek? If your bill, which would hamstring American businesses with $51 billion in new regs, is so wonderful, then why is it Labor Secretary Robert Reich has not endorsed it? Methinks he knows something you don't, Ted. If you target businesses and other employers with new mandates, you surely must listen to what they have to say. Ted, not one person disputes the importance of securing a safe workplace. But as Secretary Reich himself said, and I quote, "We should not ask employers to undertake efforts that add meaningless paperwork or impose costs that will not produce results." Words to live by, but not by you, right, Ted? Too many evil U.S. companies to destroy and not enough time. Ted Kennedy and I would like to hear your face-off topic idea. Send your suggestion on to this radio station. I'm Al Simpson on the Mutual Broadcasting System.